Okay, we're going to take your phone calls this hour as we talk about magic, mind games. And, of course, we've got Mike Super with us and Angela Funovitz. They were in the NBC program tonight, Phenomenon. You can chat with them, too. Mike has his prediction that he gave me. He gave me it in an envelope before the program started. And he's going to talk with several of you because he needs your help before I open this up. Jim Carroll just did a card trick during the break. And absolutely amazing. In seconds, he was able to find the card that I had just told him by just simply reaching into his pocket and putting out the deck, and there it was. Absolutely amazing. We'll be back in a moment with all three of them. The phone lines are now open on Coast to Coast AM. Okay, welcome back, and we're going to take your phone calls. And Jim Carroll just did another one here that absolutely astounding. Jim, this one you did from memory. You remembered upside down by looking at the cards one time, every card, every 52 cards in the deck. And I asked you if this was memory, and you said yes. My next question to you was, has your brain ever been checked out? Have you ever gone through an MRI or anything like that just to see if you've got this overactive, huge brain in your head?
You know what? I had that offer a couple times, and it scared me off. Like the one time I did a show for, I don't know if I can even say it. I'm going to say it. For the Navy.
I've been in the Navy 9 years, yeah. So you can say anything about it.
And I did a show out there on the East Coast, and some lady wanted to, like, give me a brain scan and asked me if I could teach this to the military, and she said, "Don't worry, we'll find you." I'm like, "Oh my God, what does that mean?" So I call my wife, "Hey, if I disappear for a couple of days and you don't know where I'm at, you know, the Navy has me."
She wouldn't call.
It scared me a little bit. I don't know if it was all in fun.
Is there anybody in your family that has that kind of memory?
Yeah, well, all my kids are smart. They all did well in school.
Oh, that's because they take after your wife.
Yeah. And then my youngest boy, he's the rock guy. He's the rock band guy. He's plays rock and roll music in his own band.
And by the way, we're going to play a little clip of his
a little bit
later on. Danny, you've got that CD. Okay, yeah, before we go off the air this hour,
that'd be great.
Let's play that.
It is so cool.
And how long has he been playing music?
Well, they've been playing about three. Well, the last time I talked to you, in when I was on Groundhogs, they just got started, remember? And then they're called Gonzo, and he's doing it. They're seniors in high school. I guess they started when they were freshmen. So
okay, server's been crashed. We verified that.
How about the MySpace?
Kapoos. It's done.
Crash,
we're going to open up phone lines. Mike, we're going to also take some special calls for you to
find out. Before we do that, I want to try something with you if I can.
Yeah,
just to
absolutely.
Get us started off.
Sure.
Okay.
Mike is great.
All right. I'm coming over
play
to you.
Play off that. Play off this.
Okay. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Here's what we're going to do. First off, those are all different. Okay.
All right.
So we're going to get you involved with the listeners.
Okay.
I'm going to look away. I'm just going to riffle my thumb down the edge of the deck. You say stop.
Stop.
Are you sure?
Stop.
Okay. Take the card. Don't let anyone see it, including Angela and Jim. I don't want you to think we're in cahoots. And then you can mix that back in there. But will you remember that for me?
Put it back in the deck.
Yes. Kind of shuffle those up. All right. We're going to come back to that in a minute. I'm going to set that in front of you for now. We'll get to that. We'll get to that.
All right.
Let's get some callers, though. Let's get some people. We're going to try to murder a cartoon character.
All right. So what do we need to do here?
Okay. You're going to choose the callers we're going to take. First, I need to know, I'll keep track for us, who is going to be the cartoon character we're going to kill? You take a caller and let's see what
All right.
We're
going to do two things. We're going to take calls, and also that caller may have a question for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
So let's do this. Let's get the question from the caller.
Okay.
And then we'll keep them on the line and let them answer your question.
Wonderful.
All right. Let's go to the lines and see what's up. East of the Rockies, you're on the air with us. Hi there.
Hello.
Yes. Where are you calling from?
Galapagos, Ohio.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is from Mike.
Hello.
I watched the show tonight, enjoyed it. You said that you put that ad in USA Today a week ago?
About a week ago.
Okay. Is there anything I don't know. I mean, how did you?
How did I do that?
He's baffled.
Okay.
He's baffled.
Okay. No, no, that's fair. Yeah. You know, after the show, they ask you what you want to do next, and I told them we need to get the USA Today because I wanted to make a prediction that was credible. In other words, hello, Justin, by the way. I wanted something credible and in people's hands and houses that I couldn't change. In other words, so no one knew that I was going to do it. However, there's no way that could be set up, if you understand what I'm saying. So I did it. I took a big chance doing it because there's no backup plan if I'm wrong, and it paid off.
Okay. Right. Now you want to ask him a question, Mike?
I do. What's your name?
Scott.
Scott. Hey, tonight we're going to do a little thing here. I want you to imagine us, and I need you to really take this seriously, okay? Just take a deep breath in for me, and name the first cartoon character that comes to your mind.
Adamant.
Very nice. Very nice.
That's all you need?
That's all that I needed. We're going to keep track of
Adamant,
this.
All right? Mm-hmm. You're going to write that down. I don't have to write this down.
I'm going to do this for you.
I remember Adamant.
I'll tell you what, that was pretty obscure.
What kind of performers have you brought me, Jim?
Yeah, right? Perfect. Let's take another caller.
That's cool. Let's go. First time caller line. We'll take your question first. Hi there.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Congratulations to all of you, by the way. The question that I was wanting to ask is just basically, there is predictions made of the future?
Yes.
Okay. I'm contemplating doing a field of work versus my creative side. Do you see anything that in 5 years?
You know what? You should probably talk to Angela about that because it seems like Angela's struggling with the same choice, you know, to make. And you know what? Everything I do, I don't really do cold readings because I will be the first to tell you I'm the last person you want to listen to advice-wise. But I would say trust your feelings. I think everybody's really, really intuitive. And Angela, tell her a little more about that. We were just discussing that.
That's absolutely the truth. I mean, nobody can answer that more than you yourself. I mean, you have to trust what's in your heart. And I know that I'm at a crossroads in my life, you know, where I need to make a choice whether I'm going back to medical school or, you know, if I'm going to be pursuing this performing full time. And, you know, sometimes you're not all that certain. Right now, I'm not very certain. But you have to trust in your heart, and you have to let life take you where you need to be taken.
Had you not gone as far as you did in this program, mm-hmm. would you have gone back to medical school?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Because just by the nature of what happened to you, mm-hmm. may have changed you.
It's absolutely changed me. It's changed my life. It's really changed my life. I didn't think, say a couple of months ago, I didn't think that I would even be taking a break from medical school. I never thought that that would happen. But here I am, you know, and I'm actually considering not even going back this next year. So, you know what? Life takes you in really crazy places. Sometimes it's very scary. But I truly believe that everything happens for a reason. You have to be open to the things that life brings you. And, you know, things happen as they need to.
Well, my favorite poem by Robert Frost, The Road Not Taken, mm-hmm. and Two Separate Roads. Michael, she's still with us. Stephanie's on the line, and you have a question.
I do. But, Stephanie, I think it's important. Don't give in to fear. Challenge fear. If you're uncertain, push your boundaries. And I think you're going to find you're going to wind up in a better place. If you don't change anything, you'll be in the same place you are now. So, but let me ask you a question here. Tonight, we're murdering a cartoon character. And we were given Adamant. I'm going to give you the chance right now to let me know how we're going to kill him. I need a murder weapon. Be creative. Don't say a knife or a gun. Everybody would say that, and they'll think that that is just a common answer. Really be creative. It doesn't even have to make sense. What I want you to do is take a deep breath in and tell me the first strange item that comes to your mind.
Okay, Steph.
Take your time. Name any item.
Spatula.
A spatula.
A spatula.
Yes, great. I was going to tell you, I have all never right. gotten that. A
very
spatula.
Creative.
Very, very nice.
Killed
Thank
off,
you so much.
Killed off the cartoon character with a spatula.
All right, very nice. Thank you for calling in.
I can see your gears moving now, Mike.
There's no way I could have known that. You'd agree.
Yeah.
All right.
No, there's no way.
No.
There is no way.
No.
The calls are random. I'm calling up the calls, not you.
It's not me.
You have no idea what's happening.
No, she did great, though. We'll see.
Jim, you're playing poker these days. You're using your talents, your memory?
Having a lot of fun with the poker. In fact, I just, at the end of the summer, I was in Vegas for the World Series of Poker. I got involved with a tournament called Ante Up for Africa, and a great, great cause, and I got to sit aside of the Godfather, Doyle Brunson, at the table. Ben Affleck was at my table.
Really?
And Robert Williamson III, who is my best buddy poker player. I'm teaching him some of my skills, and he's teaching me his poker skills, and we're having a blast. It's great.
That's super.
Life is good with the poker. So it's
and you're winning.
Yeah, all for fun though, all for charity. I don't, you know what?
Is your member? Does your memory help you in this game?
Not in poker. In poker, what helps you is the reading of the people. You can tell. I can tell when people lie or tell the truth. Like on Phenomenon tonight, that's what I do in poker.
Right,
I can tell if somebody lie. Now the memory is comes in handy for blackjack, counting cards, and things like that, which is illegal. But you know, we try to do it. I got like a couple. The Borgata in Atlantic City, they banned me when I was performing down there. And but you know, it's fun. It's just a blast. I do it for fun, George. And like Tom said, he goes, "Hey, how come you play your football bets? Your football?" No, I don't. I just do it for fun. And if somebody else could cash in on it, great. But I don't encourage people to
bet.
Yeah, I'm not into that.
Back to the phones we go. West of the Rockies, you're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Yeah, hi. I'll just give you one area code or zip code. 98662, Elmer Fudd, and a chainsaw. I'll just listen up there.
Chainsaw,
And I didn't hear the zip code. Did you, Jim?
No.
One more time. Can you do it for us? Slower?
Yeah, sorry about that. 98662. I hope your screener didn't give it away.
No, he didn't.
I mean, right. You're,
well, nine. It's really amazing that he said 98662 because Brian's sitting in the other room and he's from the same area. He's from Washington State as well, and it's
that's pretty quick.
Yeah. Okay, and hang, Ryan. Let's go with the question.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, hey, this is Mike Super. Hey, thank you first off for calling in. We're creating murder. We need a place the body's going to be found in. I want you to clear your mind, take this seriously for just a second, take a deep breath in. Okay, and I want you to name a city.
Okay, Sacramento.
Sacramento. Wow. All right, very nice. Yeah,
so
you've got
everything you need.
I am writing. Yeah.
Now I am holding, and you are not going to get close to me.
No. This is going to be cool. You're
this envelope
like this.
That is taped.
Yep. Don't do anything with it yet because we have a piece for you as well.
I'm not going to do anything for it.
All right, sure. Just like a little kid.
I'm not going to let him get close to it.
Yeah, it's great.
In fact, now you are
now
thinking
you,
of
you
a card.
Weren't in on it, though, Jim, when you
I
came
no
over
idea.
Here with the card.
No idea what Mike's doing, George.
All right. I'm going to come around here.
What
are
you
doing? Good thing. Okay.
Stay
I
away
put
from
a UV.
Me.
Don't worry. I'm not going to hit you. I promise. What I want you to do
is I have bodyguards.
Put that out of that light. Set the prediction right here. I have.
No, I don't want to let it out of my hand.
All right.
He's tough. I'm telling you. I told you.
Okay. So this is what we're going to do. Before we do this, you have to set it down. You're going to see why in a minute. You're thinking.
I'll put it down with my hand on.
Okay. You're going to have to move your hand as well.
What
I
want you
to do, and I don't know that this is going to work, but first off, here, I'm going to pull back my sleeves. Okay.
I'm not looking at you. I'm looking at the envelope.
Okay. There's nothing in my hands other than a UV light.
I believe you.
Okay. Watch. I'm going to do this really, really fairly. Okay. You're thinking of a card in your mind. Can you remember that for me? Okay. I want you to try to block that light out. Okay. That's coming from your desk over there because this is a UV light. I want you to turn it on.
Okay.
All right. Before we even look, I want you to name your card to your listeners. This is going to be cool.
Oh, you're going to hear it.
Okay. That's okay. My prediction. Remember, I came over and I wrote on the envelope.
All right.
Yes. In a UV.
Ace of Diamonds.
Okay. Was that the card that you selected a moment before?
No.
Okay. What was the card you selected?
Nine of Clubs.
The Nine of Clubs. Mm-hmm. Okay. There's no way I could have known that. That was a free selection for you.
You're blocking the
card. I'm sorry. Okay. There's nothing in my hands. Okay. To be fair, shine that light really, really slowly. All right. Pull it back just a little bit. And I want you to take a look. Literally written in UV ink is.
All right. The
tell
nine
the
of
listener.
Clubs.
Okay.
Nine of Clubs.
Can you see it? The Nine of Clubs.
Yes.
Now, that was a free selection. Yes.
I see that.
Okay. There's nothing in my hands. We're going to do this really, really slowly.
You're
going to help me out. All right. Check this out. Let me get it all the way out. All right. I'm not going to do any funny business. Okay. Right. This is a sticker.
Hold on. I'm 57.
Okay.
Don't hold it there.
That's okay. Do me a favor. Take it in your own hands. I don't want to unfold it. Right. I don't want to. But listen. Okay. We've written down. Okay. Read and review for us
okay,
first.
Okay. The cartoon character that we were going to kill off was Adam Ant.
Okay.
He was tragically murdered with a spatula.
Yes.
And he was dumped in our very favorite city of Sacramento.
Right. Okay. Now, to tune this up, you pick the card, Nine of Clubs. Kind of impressive. Written in UV ink on the envelope. Okay?
Kind of impressive.
All right. Kind of.
Maybe a trick, but kind of impressive.
Exactly. But here's the cool thing. This is not any kind of paper. This is a stick'em paper, a Post-it.
All right.
Okay. And it's actually winds up being stuck to itself. Do me a favor. What I want you to do is unfold that and read it out loud from the beginning to the end. Okay.
Okay.
And I wrote this in the car, as a matter of fact.
And this is what was in the envelope.
Everybody. Jim, and you've had this since the beginning. Unfolded all the way. It's stuck to itself there.
Yeah. Okay. There it is.
That's to prevent any trickery all the way. Very nice.
If you pull this off, Mike, that's incredible. Because
you
watched,
were there.
I know.
Right. And Jim watched me. Okay.
You want me to read this?
Yes.
It is currently 9:30 p.m. tonight. I'm on Coast to Coast. I will give three random callers the chance to murder a cartoon character. It will be Adam Ant, killed with a spatula and found in Sacramento.
That's absolutely
that
correct.
Is. Yes. I've got to tell you.
And you
that
can
is,
keep it as a souvenir.
That is. I want you to sign it for me here.
Are you kidding?
Because you'll be a big star
one
day.
I need your autograph.
I will sell this on
me?
eBay and make a fortune.
No, and there it is.
And all you Coast to Coast fans, you know George is a tough man to fool. I'm telling you.
I did not take my... I don't know how he did it. I'm sure there was some kind of quick trickery.
There is no. I will tell you this. There is no quick trickery with that. I'm telling you there's no quick trickery.
He did write that down in the car. I'm telling you.
And I showed it to Jim. I showed it to Jim before, except for the last one little part.
And the little bugger won't tell me how he does this.
You need to go get the $1 million from the amazing Randy.
No, see, Randy is a great magician too, but I'm not really, really psychic. Yeah. It's all creating the illusion of a sixth sense.
It's
That's all that it is.
It's all for fun, having a good time.
Yeah.
Somewhere along the line, you did something that I didn't see.
You were sitting right there.
Maybe it's because we're in our 50s, Georgia. We can't figure this out. I don't know what it is.
No. I'll tell you, though. I thought you'd be more impressed with the card with you, but he's more impressed with the prediction with his callers.
Oh, yeah.
I was like,
I am. I mean, because, well... It's bizarre.
Wild you don't have a dollar bill, do you?
Yeah, I'll bring that out in a second.
Okay.
You're on the air. Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. I'm a little baffled, and I'm in shock, honestly.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Jim, Mike, Angela, great show tonight.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah, this is Ron Saylor. I was in your audience tonight.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah.
Super.
So always good to be there for colleagues and had a great time.
Yeah.
Angela, I loved the chainsaw bit.
Thank you.
it was great. And also, your opening number, all four, the opening number was well done as well.
That was the flag.
You're very nice.
Thank you.
For bringing up the flags,
the
Ron.
Flags.
Thanks so much. Not my favorite piece we've done.
It was a very entertaining show. Great way to end the season.
Thanks. That's nice. Thanks.
Jim refers to that flag routine as very cute.
Hey, Jim, how are the numbers? The shows live by ratings. How's it doing?
You know what? The first show was really high. I was up at 9 million. And it slipped a little because of
Halloween night.
Yeah, Halloween
Everyone's
night.
Everyone's trick-or-treating.
Yeah.
Trick-or-treating's tough. And tonight I hear they predicted they were going to be
You get overnights real fast.
Yeah,
so
yes.
We'll see what happens in the morning.
So I'm hoping it was higher than the first night tonight. You know, Thanksgiving tomorrow. You know, a lot of people have off. You never
Absolutely.
Know.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And what's if it succeeds, what's the plan with the show?
Well, who
Every
knows?
Week?
Well, me and Mike plan on doing a show or something. We're scouting.
So you guys don't go back. Will you go back?
No, it's done. That series is done.
Well, they may have you come back.
Would I go back? Absolutely, I would go back. Are you kidding me? I owe NBC, the producers.
I'd go back, too.
All of
I'd
them.
Go back.
All right, now, will you go on The Tonight Show now that you won? You think that's in the mix?
Well, you know, the writer's strike.
The writer's strike.
The writer's strike made it disappear. But keep fighting, guys. You know, there's a lot of plans, actually. Tonight, it's amazing. I'm working and developing two original magic television shows, two separate different ideas, nothing like it on TV right now. Jim and I are working on a whole Vegas thing. You know, there's actually... It's amazing the acting things that come in. So yeah. I may be pursuing something like that. Jim as well.
Mm-hmm. That is amazing.
Yeah, it really is.
And great for people who are good people.
It's a motivation for people in their 50s.
No matter what.
Believe me, here I am in my 50s and my life's taken off. It's amazing. Everybody out there that's in their 40s and 50s, keep plugging.
You're one of the four horsemen.
Yeah, four
with
horsemen.
Dr. Turi.
Lou, he's the greatest
you,
guy. Me, Dr. Turi.
Gary Busey. And Scott, right?
No, Brian McGill.
Well, Brian's
the
one
author.
Of them.
Yeah, he's one of them.
The guy who crashed your server.
Yeah, the Brian who is no longer a four horseman. He's fired from the horseman crew, too.
Well, we'll be back in a moment. We'll take final phone calls with our three on Coast to Coast AM. Okay, well, you're not going to go to bed yet. We've got open lines next hour. Most of you have the day off anyway, so you can sleep in for a bit. We'll be back in a moment. We'll take final calls with our three guests on Coast to Coast AM. One of the great things about this program is we also have the ability to do things for everybody. And tonight, Mr. Carroll, your son Justin and his band Gonzo are going to get a national play of one of their songs in just a second.
Oh, that's awesome.
We're going to do that for you. And Angela, you came in earlier and wanted me to write a number down on a piece of paper, right?
Yeah, Yeah, you're sitting over there at the mm-hmm. other side of the room. I just had you take your pen, write a little number down, and Jim, he's all the way across the room over there.
Yeah, this is a huge studio.
So you're thinking of a number. I mean, it could be anything.
Yep, I've got it written down right here.
Okay, so Jim, he's thinking of a number, okay? Guess what it is.
George, look at me. Oh, you know, the first number that popped in my mind was like 75, maybe? 75?
That is exactly.
Are you serious?
What I have written
Unbelievable.
Down.
You're amazing. You're amazing, George. See, it's only certain people. George got that kind of personality. That's mm-hmm. really, that's great.
Now, did she feed it to you somehow?
What we're doing is
it's a trick.
No, it's not a trick. It's not really a trick. It's
Don't
based
do
on
this to me.
It's based on George. Now you know me. I wouldn't lie to you. I've been on your show several times.
No, you wouldn't lie.
This is awesome in a studio.
But
I
you
love
would trick me.
I will try to fool you.
Just, yeah, you would.
You crashed my website tonight, so hey.
I know. So she, somehow you used her as the intermediary.
No, look
in
at
this
watch.
Number. What are you doing? What are you doing?
He's on the run right now. Jim Carroll, he's on a mission right now.
Oh, you look out.
We'll do it reverse real quick. Take a card. Don't let
Take a card. All right. He's got a deck of cards here. We're painting pictures.
Look at it. Look at it.
All right.
And look, no tour alike. All right.
Okay.
Angela.
So what are we doing?
Yeah.
All right. Will you tell the audience George's card?
You look at me.
All right. I'm looking at you.
You know what?
Still, before she does, I'll tell you what we'll do.
This is the trick. See, this is the trick.
No,
now you're stalling somehow.
I was going to make a bet with Mike on this because Mike don't believe I could do this. Angel, see if you can guess the card he took.
All right.
See, I had Jim blocked, and now he's wiggled away so she can see.
All right, wait, look at... You know what? I don't think it's a low card, but it's not like... If I asked you if it was a don't ask.
You don't know what it is. You know what it is.
No. Don't.
Yeah, it is.
Don't give
How
it away.
How many times did he tap his foot or something?
If I were to say it's like a high card, you wouldn't really respond. I think it's more of like a 7 or an 8.
Yes.
It's a 7, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes.
7 of diamonds.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's what we do. It's something
scammed by all these people. But they're good. They are very good. You know, and the fun part about this magic or whatever we call it, mind games,
is actually where it's at.
Mind games, it's your book.
That's in there.
Is people just can't understand how it works. It frustrates them. And that's the fun part about it. Because how many people really, whenever you do this, figure it out?
Hardly any.
And I'm not talking about in front of another magician or something.
You know, but the fun part is just seeing the reaction. Mm-hmm. Having somebody smile, having somebody excited. That's what I work for. Yeah. I don't even care about the money. I mean, sure, we have to get paid and everything. But it's all about making people happy, making their life go on, having a good time. And
a lot of times when you're not under the scientific conditions of the radio booth here, you know what? Most of the time, you're not presenting it right if they're trying to figure it out. In other words, at least for me, I speak for myself, I offer it as entertainment. And a lot of people show up to try to, I don't like magicians or I don't like mentalists. I'm going to try to figure it out. And within 5 minutes, they're enjoying themselves, having a great time. And that's really what I'm all about.
George is good, though. George is. You're right.
Can you look at him over there?
I didn't know you were this.
And George gets mad, too.
Yeah,
I like that. He manhandled Jim. Yeah. I've never seen anybody do that
I
before.
I know.
George.
I couldn't.
I'm pouting.
That's great.
Let's go take some more calls here. East of the Rockies, you're on the air with us. Hi there.
Hi.
Yes, sir. Welcome to the show. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from North Providence, Rhode Island.
I love it. WPRO. Go ahead, sir.
I have a question. With all this ability of technically, I'll say magic, because I don't know any different.
No, magic's fine with me.
Okay. Is there any way you can, like, predict the future, like the way the war's going or the way politics is going or anything like that? Is there any way you can use that ability to understand what's going to happen in the future?
You know what?
Tough question.
I'm going to give this to Jim in a second, but me personally, I really, truly don't predict the future. I am a mystifier and don't claim to have any psychic or supernatural powers. But Jim has a great story where he actually predicted through a dream, but it wasn't his choice either, Jim. Remember that?
But not only that, but your future isn't written. The future could be changed. I don't, I believe that people could see things in the future, but to be in detail about wars and things like that, like political, I have a feeling of who's going to be the next president. But then if you say something, then
and knowing the future actually changes it. If you know what's going to happen, circumstances have changed in that it's now no longer accurate. If you understand.
Yeah, exactly.
If you know, a building is going to collapse, you can simply, it changes just knowing that, the entire situation.
That's the $1 million question.
It really is. Mm-hmm.
And that's what this show is all about, searching for that. And that's why I listen to it every night.
Do the three of you make your dreams come true? Do you dream things?
I definitely do.
I do too. Absolutely. I was going to say, I'm living one right now, tonight.
We all are.
Yeah. Yesterday I had the worst deja vu I have ever had in my life.
Really?
Down
was
to the minute.
Morning.
Was that this morning?
Yesterday
it was yesterday. We passed midnight. That's why. Yeah. Today when they brought us in for the show.
You guys have a flight in a couple hours, don't you?
Oh yeah.
You've been up all day.
Yeah. We haven't stopped, but we very.
And Mike won $250,000, so I think he's going to bump both of us up to first class, right?
Well, at least at least business class.
That's right.
You know.
By the way, everybody at LAX, he does not have the check on him.
I do not. Right. I do not have the check. Correct. Thank you for that, George. You're looking out.
Absolutely.
But deja vu this morning, where we were sitting in the room. I have seen this 4 years ago. I remember when I dreamed it. It made no sense to me. And the person sitting next to me, I saw it unfolding before my eyes, and I knew what he was going to say next, and I did not think that was going to happen, and he said it, which really freaked me out. So, I've had things like that happen. You were there for that, actually, Angela. I was literally freaked out over it. You know, I don't think there's anything that can be controlled or understood, but I definitely think it exists.
I think you had that first little hit of deja vu, and then, you know, the guy said something.
I did.
Again,
It was like it really was. Going. It was like a movie moment. It was unbelievable. Unbelievable, yeah.
First time caller line. Welcome to the show. You're on the air with us.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Go ahead, sir.
How you doing?
Good.
You just want to ask Jim something.
All right, he's there.
I'm calling from Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay.
I've been going through a little bit of a rough time lately, just wondering what's in store, if everything is going to turn out okay, and will I be happy?
Well, like I said before, it's let me tell you, my life has been an unbelievable ride from getting laid off in the steel mill and selling Avon door to door. And I was in the same position as so many people out there right now. And it's all within yourself. You got to become motivated and positive and hang around with positive people. And I believe anybody can pick their life up. I really, truly do. I really do. And I hope it happens to everybody. I really do. I hope everybody is blessed and has an opportunity like I've had, but I've been through the pits of hell. And can we say that on the air?
Yeah, you can say that.
That's
all you can
you
say.
You did.
Yeah. And you know what I mean? I hope you pick yourself up. I really think it's in the cards for everybody.
And that's it. The power's in every person.
And it's
it
not
really,
magic.
It really, truly is.
That's
magic.
That's real magic.
Yeah.
You know?
It's
your destiny that you control. And through positive thinking and viewing your outcome, I'm telling you, I'm walking proof. I never thought this would happen, and just envisioning it, and it did. Yeah. So you can definitely, definitely turn it around, and you don't need Jim, me, or Angela to tell you how to do it, because you just keep moving in a positive direction, and it has to work out that way. It has to.
Definitely. It's all within everybody. Each of us has the ability to do that.
You look at your life, and you look at the steps that you need to take, and you just take them.
Yeah.
West of the Rockies, your turn. You're on with us. Hello there.
Hey, everybody. How you doing?
Hello.
John from Redding, California.
Go ahead, John.
I've got a question for Mike.
Yes, sir.
What did you do with the dollar that you stuck in your pocket?
That dollar? It. Wow. Are you an accountant, sir? I'm getting vibrations of an accountant.
He profited. Now he's won $250,000 plus.
Thank you.
Give that back.
Thank you very much. I did not give it back, actually.
Oh.
However, you know what? If the person that left the studio misses that dollar, you know what? I'll give them tickets to my show or something like that.
Actually pocketed the person's dollar.
No. Do you know what happened? We at the commercial break, we collected dollar bills from the audience.
Okay.
And they made the announcement that they might not get it back. They all did get it back, except for one person. Thank you, sir. And they threw it in a giant basket, and then we threw that into one of those Blizzard of Bucks machines and swirled them around.
Right.
and had Dana grab one out of the air. And when she came out of the booth, she kicked one of them out. So as a joke, I improv a lot in my show, and it is live TV. So I, instead of leaving a mess, I picked it up and I put it back in my, I put it in my pocket, and actually I believe it is still in there. So
why did you ask
you
me?
You got me.
Why did you ask me if I had a dollar?
Do you have one?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you have one?
That's all I have.
All right. How many do you have, and what denomination? Okay.
You're going to embarrass me in front of
no, that's okay. Let's see.
Entire audience. You want? You mean in terms
hand
of...
Me, hand me several of them. Hand me several of them.
Okay.
What do you have?
Two.
Here? Okay, okay. Let's see.
Am I going to get those back?
That's right. We're going to save one for the... Yeah, do me a favor. Point to the one that you want to use here.
This one.
Oh, you want to use this one. Okay. All right. You keep that one as a souvenir. Good. Check this
all right.
out.
He's giving you back my dollar.
All right. I'm going to deface it for a second here, okay? Okay? Because as the gentleman points out, I like to ruin people's dollars.
He's ripping my dollar.
No, hold on to that. That's sort of your receipt.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to use my microphone. These are connected hardwired, yes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, okay. Check this out. I'm going to fold this small. Just move your head down, Angel, just a little bit so he can see it. I'm going to place it in my fist. I'm going to roll up my sleeves, okay? So there's nothing in my hands. Watch close. Watch.
I'm watching.
All right. What I'm going to do is I'm going to rub.
He's got my ripped dollar in
really
his
slow.
Hand.
Watch. Okay, can you see the microphone?
Yeah.
I'm literally grabbing, which I know is a no-no, but for today, watch, watch.
It's gone.
No, wait. It's vanished. It's yes? Gone. Okay, here's the cool thing. I want you to pull back your microphone muff,
all right,
if you will. If these are hardwired, it should work.
Inside. Oh, my God. This is absolutely incredible, Dan.
There we got him. Now, yeah.
Now, wait a minute. Oh. I'm going to unfold it.
Yeah, please do. Please
and if
do.
This now, matches.
I tore a corner and your serial number off of the dollar bill. Yes, I haven't touched your mic. Okay, fit that corner together first. Make sure that it fits. Does it fit? Fiber for fiber.
Identical.
Okay, and I know you're skeptical, George. So what I did was I ripped off your serial number, which is unique to every dollar bill in the United States. And be honest with them. Yes, no. Is that the bill you gave me a second ago?
It is the bill.
It is, and I haven't come even close to you. No, so there you go. No, there's a fast
that may
one
be
for
one
you
of the best tricks I've ever seen in my life. Maybe. I'm sorry,
very,
I said
very
trick.
Nice. No, they are tricks. Nice. You know, it's fun. It's semantics. Incredible. It's all semantics.
Yeah, that's a trick.
You know, Tom's back to saying, I'm glad it wasn't my dollar. Can you believe that? That was absolutely incredible.
And can I pitch my site before we go?
Pitch all your sites. We're going to end up the hour with Justin's song. And we've got about four more minutes to go for that. So go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, everybody. You know, take it slowly, but join me at MikeSuper.com. Would love to get an email from you and answer any questions you have. Also, you can become a super friend at my MySpace/MikeSuper. I'm going to give it to Angela.
Yeah, my name is, of course, Angela Funovitz. Angela just for the fun of it. And you can actually.
Is that your real name?
It is my real name.
Angela Funovitz.
Everybody thinks it's a stage name. I've been accused of having the worst stage name in the world, but it's my real name. But my website, angelafunovitz.com, and my last name is Funovitz. You can go there, or you can look me up on MySpace, myspace.com/silverveil, and veil is V-E-I-L.
And Jim Carroll, of course, your crashed website.
Yeah. And if it ever comes up again, they could go to it and check out my new newsletter starting in January and my book, Mind Games.